Here are some quick tips on setting up your Clubhouse profile. Number one, add a photo and make it as unique as possible. What's worked is cartoons, bright colors, or anything that just shows your personality. Maybe it's a photo of you and your family. Just something that doesn't look like most other headshots that have been taken and belong on LinkedIn. Number two, you want to have a short bio. So when you come up as a recommendation, something that is all inclusive. So maybe something like, I love to teach people. DMs are open, currently investing. And then underneath that, you want to have your full description of all the things that you do. But just play with it and you'll know what I mean when you see short bio. Number three is have a long bio. Clubhouse has SEO built in. So you want to fill it out as much as you can, right? You want to say you're an angel investor. You might want to say you work at a venture capital firm. If you say you're a marketer, somewhere later on, you also want to say, I do marketing. If you're a freelancer that works in photography, you want to add the word photos in there somewhere. So fill it up with words that people might be searching for, because that's how you're going to come up. I know it kind of sounds lame, but it's better to do it organically than to add a whole bunch of words with commas at the end of it saying travel, cooking, life experience, marketing, right? So have a long, organic, readable, flowing bio, so that way you come up when someone types in something in the corner like fintech. Great, oh, fintech founder, found them. Add emojis or bullets wherever you can to make it easier to read. Number five, have a really clear CTA. Why should people reach out? Why should people follow you? Why should people check out your Twitter or even your Instagram? So just add a little bit of something there, like, hey, I like to tweet about this, or find all my artwork on Instagram, or follow me because I do workshops on ABC on Clubhouse. So really, really important to just have a call to action. You might think it's obvious, but it's not obvious to other people. Number six, connect your socials. One or the other, or both, but never none. It just looks odd when people can't click through to something. It just feels like, wait, who is this person? You don't have to be super active on Twitter or Instagram, but I think it just helps. And then lucky number seven, join clubs. Show people that you are part of different clubs, whether they're at startups or a company or a topic or your persona, whatever it is. Join clubs so you are found, and join clubs so you can get notified about cool events happening as well.